Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
Okay, today is like a beautiful rainy day. I'm sitting here in California, Los Angeles area, and it's been pouring down rain for the past, I'd say, 48 hours, and it's just incredible the amount of blessing and love that's just pouring down into us. So it's a perfect time today, this moment, as we're going to be discussing abundance, receiving. I'm going to give a little introduction on how to open ourselves up, our bodies, our spirits, our mindset, our heart center, and the physical body. And having a great speaker with us, Walling Coffee, who I've known for many years, I want to give an introduction of how to benefit most from her talk and mindset and strategies today, because we really need all these four elements. We need our spirit and our purpose to be aligned with our mindset and strategies and suggestions, which Walling is going to give us a lot of help with that in that area. And then we need our heart to be involved in a way where the enthusiasm of the purpose of what we're here to do in our work and our passion, our life, as they all sync, to be present together. And then our physical body kind of needs those action steps in order to be aligned and congruent with those three higher levels. And a lot of times you see people that have just their, you know, their mind is going one direction, their thought is going one direction, their body is living something else, and their spirit is completely in a different world. So that's when you see a struggle. That becomes the definition of struggle. And so, you know, suffering is a type of attachment to this kind of fragmentation, and happiness is just letting go. So it's a great challenge in our generation, because we have this issue with trust in anything other than our own thoughts. And so, you know, I invite everyone, as we're listening, to open up to new ideas, to open up new thoughts and new vibrations of what can come into your being today, and to open yourself up to the possibility that there's a much more vast version of who you are. And if you're in pain and suffering and struggle, notice your pain and suffering and struggle, and at the same time, create that bigger, more vast vision of who you are, because pain cushions until your vision pulls. So if we even get out of the struggle and we don't have a vast vision of the bigger person of who you are, it becomes difficult to stay out of the struggle, because the familiar environment of the struggle pulls us back in unless we have a bigger vision to be pulled by. So for that, I'm excited. And today I'm really excited with the strategies and talks and the questions that I have for Walling. So I'm going to go right into it. I'm just going to invite our speaker right into the call with no further ado. before I do that, there's a couple of questions that's here for us. And let's see what I have. Okay. One of those questions is, let's see what I have here. Okay. So the first question I have for Walling is, how can someone master, first of all, what inspired you to do this, and how can someone master the money game? Can we start with that, Walling? Are you able to hear me, Walling? Let me go ahead. Is this better? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, great. Yes, I can hear you now. That's perfect.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I first wanted to thank you, Shaheen. Not only have you helped me in life with direction and coaching and really how to become the best version of myself, I appreciate you for that and for the opportunity to be on this call this morning. And hopefully today we can inspire some people and help them in the money game. So
yes.
Your question, what inspired me to get started? Well, I think all money, and we've talked about this before. Relationship with money and how we are with money can affect what we receive when it comes to money. And if we just think money as a game and then we learn the game, then we can actually play to win. So what inspired me, it actually goes way back to my childhood, because I was blessed with two amazing parents, and my parents worked hard. They worked extremely hard so that they can both make money and take care of their family. They were the types of people who would sacrifice, work overtime, and do that so that they can make money to send back home. My mom came from another country, so for her, the opportunity was greater in the United States, and she was sent here to make money and send back home. And my father, a minority from down south, came to California so that he can make money and send back home. So I learned money is important, but family is more important. So I witnessed my whole life my parents working extremely hard. They even took that and sent us to college, and they had five daughters and two sons, a lot of kids that they had to send to college. So they ended up liquidating their retirement to do that. So we grew up and we had what we needed, not necessarily what we wanted. So I saw that, and they spoiled us with love, and we got to travel and do those things. But my father used to tell us, there's a way to make money work for you. The rich people know it, so go find out what they're doing so you can copy them. So that stuck with me. My father also told us and inspired us to read books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and other books. So that started my journey, and I'm grateful that he bribed us. Actually, my father bribed us to read books, which was good, because then he recommended Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It changed my life. I got into corporate America, but that wasn't enough. And for my father, he would tell us things when I was younger, because he was a top engineer at Rockwell. And he would tell us, don't do what I did, because companies like this that keep you for 20, 30 years aren't going to be around anymore. So he inspired us. He said the only way to be financially independent is to become a business owner. Mm-hmm. So that's what started my journey, was him planting the seeds early enough so that finally in my 20s, I ended up starting a company. And I worked from the bottom up, sacrificed, didn't have money for a really long time because I put it all into the company. And then eventually I was able to do well and help take care of my family. But what I noticed, even though my journey, I started doing well and started learning about the money game, I started noticing that my clients didn't know. And I started realizing that nobody taught my parents and that there was a missing out there. And that most of our relationships with money were just that we didn't know. So I know knowledge is power, right? They say knowledge is power. But we realize it's only powerful when we apply it. So I sought out the knowledge. Now, my journey began there in this money game. Because I have my background, my company was in real estate and mortgage, so I help people buy houses. I help them sell houses. I help them refinance houses. I saw people's relationships by refinancing their house over and over again, and anytime I would save them money, like on average $2 to $1,000 a month, they'd turn around and spend it. So I wanted to help them. I wanted to help them get to their ultimate goals. And when I asked them what they wanted out of life, they said they want to be able to retire. They want to be able to send their kids to college. They want to cover any emergencies. Your typical things. The typical family has similar goals. I realized that they would never be able to do so if they continued on the way that they were. So that's when I started searching for financial firms. And most of the firms I talked to said, come back when your clients have more money. If they didn't have $250,000 saved, most firms did not want to help them. And that wasn't working. Most of my clients were your typical middle-class Americans. Finally, after years of searching, it took me about 2.5 years, I stumbled across this company called World Financial Group. And that's when it began. And I'll tell you, I feel so blessed and lucky to have met the people that I met and the mentors that I found through this company and the people I get to associate with. I'll tell you, I met a man named Mark Chitar, and he changed my, I get emotional, he changed my entire future. Not only did he change my life, he changed my entire family's life and our legacy. The man that is, and he represents, he stands for integrity. When you see a money game, a high level of integrity willing to teach you that meant something to me. So that's what began my journey, and that's how I actually got into it. It was out of desire to help others, my clients and my family. So I hope that answers that question, but that's yes. Really what began the journey.
Yes, and it has a very meaningful journey. And I think that's what I wanted to hear more about the story, because I think for most people to succeed, they need to also be familiar with their story and how that acts as a power spring for someone to really use that as the, springboard, you know, to rise up and know why we're doing what we're doing, because it gives us so much motivation and more power. And so what are some of the key things you notice out there with people and money?
Well, you know, it's funny. There are three major issues that we notice most families face today. The first issue is that they're not saving enough. And you'd agree with me, Americans typically have poor saving habits. Mm-hmm. They usually say, when I make more money, then I'll save more money. But what typically happens, we know, they spend more money. They get a new job, they get a new car. They get a new job, they get a bigger house. So that's what the pattern. So we understand human nature, and each and every day people go to work for that thing called a paycheck. But before they bring that paycheck home, there's already a long line of people waiting to get a piece of it. And typically at the front of the line is taxes and everything else taken out of our paycheck, then rent or mortgage, student loans, car note, credit card bills, the list goes on and on. Then typically at the end of the line, we have ourselves. So when we ask any person who's the most important person in that line, they know it's themselves. So what we want to do is help people move from the back of that line to the front of the line so that they can pay themselves first. Mm-hmm. We go over those things. The next issue most people face is that they don't know where to put the money. So we want to educate them on what's available and what's out there so they can understand concepts. So they can understand compound interest, how to grow their money, how to avoid or save taxes, how to understand that you have to be offensive and defensive when it comes to investment. So we go over different points like that. They can understand where to put their money. And the third issue, Shaheen, is that they're not making enough money. If you look at your average family today, and with inflation rising, most people feel like they're living paycheck to paycheck. And they're simply not making enough money. So when we focus on those three major issues, you know, we find over 90% of Americans have at least one of those three issues. And at least 80% of Americans have all three. So when you boil it down to that, if we just help them in those three areas, then we can help them move forward and get ahead. Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. I have someone else. Just Jane sent in a question. What do I do if I do not have money to start anything at this point?
Oh, brilliant. You know, it's funny. I'm fortunate to have my sisters in business with me. And I remember when we were sitting down with a client years ago, and my older sister, Maylee, she's brilliant mathematician and actuarial scientist. She's just amazing. But she said it was like magic. We sat down with a client, and they thought that they had nothing. And all we did was help them with their cash flow, understand what's coming in and what's going out. And all of a sudden, she said it was like magic. All of a sudden, they had more money. Most of us have a black hole in our checkbook or in our bank account where money just hemorrhages out. And unless we understand what's coming in and what's going out or and prioritize, then we all feel like there's nothing left. But I often just go back to the basics and help people understand what's more important and prioritize. So we go over a list of what our needs are and what our wants are. And shouldn't we pay for the needs before the wants? And when we break it down like that, we realize, is savings a need or a want? As long as we're prioritizing, then it becomes easier to apply money toward the most important areas in our life. When I ask a parent, you know, they, if you ask most parents, who are the most important people in your life? They typically say their kids, right? But you ask them how much they have set aside for college, they'll say nothing. Yet they have a $200 a month cable bill. So for most of us, it's just about prioritizing. I believe my kids are more important than my cable. So a lot of us are willing to cut that cable because, you know, we have internet now to make sure that we have some funds saved for our kids or for emergencies and other things. It's just about prioritizing, reallocating. And it's like magic, like my sister said. All of a sudden, there's money. It doesn't matter how much or how little we make. It matters how we use it and how much we keep. Does that help answer that question?
Yes, yes, that does, actually, because we always, what you're saying is we always end up satisfying our highest values, but we just, you know, it's there somewhere. We end up drawing it out somewhere, but you help people kind of see what's coming in and what's going out and see where that black hole, where that hole is, where things are leaking.
Yeah, and so the beginning, for somebody who feels so stuck, because I was there, I'll admit, I've had a ton of debt before. I used go back to the friends that borrowed money from me and say, hey, I need that $20 back because I got to pay my electricity bill. I've been there. I understand what it's like to feel like there's nothing left. What I realized and what I learned from some people is it's not the amount that you start with. It's the mindset that you start with, your relationship with money. If you realize and prioritize, then it becomes easier and easier. A gentleman that changed my life as well, he said the day he started saving $13 a month is when his life changed. Not because $13 went so far, but it's because he made it a priority. And it was hard for him to save that $13. But because he did, his life changed. And every month, you know, as time went on, he increased it and increased it. He made it a priority. But that's how it began his journey. And now he's a multimillionaire, if not billionaire. But it started with $13. So I'm sure most people are spending that on fast food or they're the latest, greatest cell phone or, you know, cable and other things like that. So when we scrape down to the bare minimum what we need first and then prioritize saving, then put in the other things, then somehow we find a way. I hope that helps. And if not, what we do is we sit down with people and help guide them through that journey. Because sometimes if we're so close to it and it's personal to us, it's hard to see. It's hard to see where we can improve.
I have Victoria with us. Victoria has a question. Victoria, are you on with us?
Yeah, hi, I'm Victoria. How are you?
Hi, Victoria.
Thank you for the show. I'm going to be quick. I'm a humanitarian on a mission to spread love and peace, have a charity foundation. I wish to help more children and youth, and I'm having a hard time fundraising. I just need any tips you can do, because, you know, even fundraising requires money, because everything requires social media, teamwork. You know, if you have any my recommendations. My name in Hollywood is Queen Victoria of Sheba, but it's all about my mission to help people through media. So kindly, any advice, I appreciate. God bless you and bless your work, all of you. Always.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I would my recommendation is fundraising, because I don't specialize in the fundraising. I have done that in the past with community service groups. Find like-minded people. If you find like-minded people who share your passion, then it becomes easier because they can help you in the journey. Just make sure you're not alone. As in anything, if you want to multiply and get more people behind it, you just have to find people who share your passion. and they'll go out there and they'll go out there, and you want to expand and get in front of more people who share that passion. I hope that helps. Otherwise, you know, you find people who have passion and me, that can help, because then they have more money to donate.
Right. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Shaheen. Very nice shows. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Queen Sheba, for being on. I appreciate your presence in the show. So let's see if I have other questions here. Someone just texted, you are, they like your ability to speak with so much certainty. I think people gain just from your voice, Walling. Just your ability of being so, like, certain the way you speak about money. So that's a beautiful thing. So let's see. I had some more questions here. How has it helped people, or some of the experiences or stories? And also, if someone wanted to learn more about the money game, what could they do?
Okay, well, you know, there's so many stories. We have clients, and I'll tell you, I believe one of the most difficult things to be in the United States today is the middle class. Because they often say, they get richer. It takes money to make money. So you'll have your people who can hire people to help them.
Repeat that sentence, because I think we had a little cut-off reception. Can you repeat that sentence?
I said the rich get richer. So a lot of people believe it takes money to make money. And people who have money can hire somebody to help them invest that money. But then on the flip side, people who make less than we do often have access to government help and programs. But it's the people who make just enough that they don't qualify for any help, but too little that they can't hire help that often feel stuck. So we believe in educating people, no matter how much or how little that they have, so that they can move forward with money. Now, how they can learn more, our company is phenomenal in that we sit down and do a financial review for free. So if they want to reach out to me, they can. We can set up a time and go over their specific situation. Because when it boils down to it, everybody's different. Everybody has a different goal and dream in mind. Their time horizon is different. So we want to make sure to customize for them and give them points that will apply to their life. So that's the question. And I'm sorry, I forgot the second part of the question.
Second part was, well, you answered the fact that if someone wanted to learn more about the money game, what could they do? So you said that you're offering a consultation, a get acquainted session, where you're going to help them. So what would happen in that session when they sit down with you? What would be the gift that you're offering right now?
Well, I like to say we're like, we collaborate. So we're like navigators. We sit down with somebody and we ask them, what are your goals and dreams? Where do you want to go in life? We'll just sit there. If they want to get to port A, B, or C, we help them navigate with different ways to get there. And they're the captains of the ship. Only they can decide which route is right for them. So that's how our philosophy is. Listen. Listen first, and then guide them. And along the way, teach them concepts of money so that it empowers them to move forward. So that's how we operate.
Okay. So that's a great gift. You know, that's a high value thing. Just sit down with someone. It's for sure very valuable. I would say, you know, it's, you know, that those of you listening, if you even if you spend, I know for sure, you know, when you get close to fire, you get warm. You don't have to know how fire works. So if you're listening to this recording and you just the idea of getting next to someone who has an expertise in a certain area, I've found that to be by itself so powerful, just even sitting together, you know, so, or just being on this call. I strongly encourage everyone that's listening to this right now or in the future in the recording to really connect with the gift that Walling is giving, because Walling is someone that is very, very, you know, she retired at age 40. She doesn't need to work. She's really doing this from a very powerful place of passion. So that by itself is a really strong motivator for people to just know that you can grow that way, just being next to someone who's created this lifestyle of really being out there to help people. And it's less out of need and more out of passion. So that's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate that about you all.
Thank you. I remember the second part.
Yeah.
The second part of the question I remember, or the first part, was stories. I have a ton of stories, and of course, client privilege. I can't share with you who they are, but I can give you generalities. I've worked with people who have had lots of money, and like newscasters on TV, TV personalities, celebrities, doctors, celebrity doctors. And it's funny that no matter how much or how little people have, the concepts of money are universal. No matter what language people speak, the concepts are universal. So, for example, my doctor client makes roughly $192,000 a year, yet he spends $220,000. So what's the difference between that doctor and somebody working at McDonald's? He just has more access to debt. Then on the flip side, I'll have, on the flip side, I'll have an admin, you know, makes modest earnings, but spends a lifetime saving it. And I had an admin who retired, a multimillionaire, because she saved and invested well. So the stories are, it's not how much money you make, it's how much you keep. So that journey I've seen firsthand, and it's a pleasure to show people. It doesn't matter what you have, it's what you do with it. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. And I think that I want to inject right here that in my, you know, practice of like just seeing so many people through powerful meditations, regression, seeing people in, you know, some of the most vulnerable spaces, one of the things I've noticed is the habits and behaviors that we have, the self-control, the self-discipline makes a huge impact on what happens with us in the, you know, in the mindset of money, because you can be making a lot of money, but then your habits of different kinds of things like addiction, things like that, could like totally drain a person, you know. And I think that really working on ourselves from the inner and having this powerful mindset that Walling is offering, together they can become so powerfully, you know, it can provide something so much more stable to be able to also maintain the beauty of what comes in life, you know, because a lot of us have things, beautiful things coming in life, but we don't have the right vessel to hold it or to channel it or let it go through us, you know. And it becomes like you said, that there's that hole. Everything is just leaving, you know. So that's
absolutely,
I think, is a big piece of. And I think, you know, Walling, if you're doing well, you probably develop that discipline. And I think, you know, that's something that also by itself can come across from your voice as you're speaking. So that, I think, it's important to pay attention to that. That it is. It is who you are more also, you know. And if, so if someone wanted to...
I'm sorry. Somebody saying me that the connection may have dropped.
Oh, I hear you well.
They're not hearing anything.
Oh, somebody's telling you. Oh, I see. Okay, I'll work on that while I ask you this question. If someone wanted to get into a career in the money, how would they start?
Oh, great question. This is an industry that is not for everybody, and there are certain qualifications that you should have to be in an industry like this because it's so close to money. And this is not what people the first people must have to be in an industry like this is integrity. I believe the world is the way it is because people lack it. And when it comes to somebody's life, their life, so to be in a world where you can affect somebody on.
We're having a little bit of a reception problem. Maybe you can call in instead with the phone number. For those of you who are connected through the computer, maybe try the phone number or vice versa. If we stay disconnected, we will have another show with Walling in the future, because I think she's a lot to share with us. and it's going to be a pretty more detailed sharing of insights and strategies. Let's see what's happening now. Okay, it looks like we are coming to the end of the showtime. So I will go ahead and... Okay, can let me see if I can hear her. Walling, are you still there? Can I hear you? I'm having a hard time hearing her. Walling, are you still there? Walling?
Oh, no, not Walling. Just listening to this show.
Oh. Who am I speaking? Who's that 917?
Oh, I just called and I was listening. Tim, I was just listening to the show.
Okay. Well, good to have you on the show. Somehow we got disconnected from our speaker, so you're the speaker now. we're looking for a speaker. What's your name, by the way?
Tim.
Okay, well, good to have you. Did you have any questions for the speaker that we can answer later?
No, I just was looking for some information. Now I can...
Okay, great. Okay, well, we're gonna probably do another show for some deeper strategies, and reconnecting with more of how-tos in the future. So we will definitely let you know as long as you follow the show or find us wherever you found us originally. And
you got it.
All right. Well, we're gonna wrap this show up. God bless. Thank you, everybody, that's been on, and we'll see you on the next show. Tonight, we also have one at 6 p.m. Tune in to the same place. Talk to you later.